If you pick up an item in a gift store, chances are you'll find a label telling you where it was made. U.S. law requires it for nearly every imported good, but shop online and country of origin information is much harder to find. As VPR's Nina Keck reports, that's frustrating some Vermont manufacturers.
Ben Clark watches as one of his 35 employees transforms a strip of metal into a cookie cutter shaped like a snowflake.
Right now, we're making just under 100,000 cookie cutters a week, so about 20,000 a day.
Clark is CEO of Ann Clark Limited and the American Cookie Cutter Company. The Rutland-based firm supplies hundreds of gift stores, as well as major retailers like Bed Bath & Beyond and Williams-Sonoma. But Clark says millions more cookie cutters are sold online, and he thinks if country of origin information were mandated there too, he'd double his business. Online, however, he says customers usually only find product dimensions, washing instructions, and reviews.
The fact that we don't label online is beyond me. You know, we're sitting here trying to bring jobs to America, and every politician who's worth anything, that's what they talk about, and yet the Internet of how many billion-dollar industry it is and what percentage of our economy it is, oh, there, you don't have to follow the rules because I'm not sure why. It floors me.
But Jim Kamm, head of enforcement at the Federal Trade Commission, which regulates Internet commerce, says e-retailers aren't required to cite country of origin. And he says the FTC only steps in when there are deceptive or unfair practices affecting online commerce.
I don't know of any evidence that would indicate there is always deception if a company doesn't label its products regarding country of origin.
The website cookiecutter.com sells thousands of cookie cutters. Tammy, one of the owners, who asked that we not include her last name, says they recently began adding Made in USA when applicable. But she says they don't label imported products.
Most people know that if they're not made in the United States, then they are made in China.
And she thinks most people don't care. But a 2013 study by Consumer Reports found customers do care. When given a choice between a product made in the U.S. and an identical one made abroad, 78% of Americans would rather buy American. And more than 60% say they'd spend more for it.
So this is our assembly area. This is where all the parts, pieces and parts come together to be assembled and packaged.
At Maple Landmark Woodcraft, a Middlebury toy company with more than 40 employees, owner Mike Rainville knows this firsthand. In 2007, his company got a huge boost when toys imported from China were found to contain lead. Because of that, he says many online retailers are now better about including country of origin information, but not all.
We try to encourage our retailers to put in their advertising that it was made in Vermont or made in the USA or something, and sometimes that's a hard thing to get them to do.
So he's added the words Made in USA to every item name to ensure it automatically shows up, even though some e-retailers have asked him not to.
We've seen an uptick in our business since we've been doing that, and we don't really want to take it off.
Rainville says he'd like to see U.S. lawmakers do more to help, but he admits it's unlikely.
There is a whole lot of people that make a whole lot of money selling imported product who have an interest in keeping a lid on American-made designations and things like that. I mean, it's not in the best interest of everybody in this country to be sure American-made is information that's available.
But he and Ben Clark say if lawmakers want to create more jobs, it's a good place to start. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.